Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
Okay, time for Truth Box. This is where we get to ask each other absolutely anything. You got to swear on the diary to tell the truth.
Yep, let me put my hand on it. I solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God, Allah or Buddha.
Uh-huh.
Let me go into the door as well.
Thing is, both of us are pretty bad liars as well.
This is what happened last week on air. Who are you liking more, Jay or Joel? She was squirming.
Yeah, it was very hard.
It was awkward.
And a lot of people have said to me, you didn't really answer that.
Well, I said that. You were sitting on the fence.
Well, I answered what I could.
You were peddling and peddling back like I've never seen anyone peddle back before.
Anyway.
What have you got for me?
Okay.
I'm ready. I'm an open vessel.
You are an open vessel, and that's what brings me to this question. You talk about a lot of life experience. You talk about a lot of deep, sensitive issues. You talk about acceptance and everything there.
Here we go.
You have had a lot of experiences and adventures, and you like to do a lot of things.
Where are you going?
With this one, have you, Jolene, ever kissed someone of the same sex?
That's your truth box question
have
for this week.
Have you kissed a guy?
Absolutely I have.
Did you like it?
We were doing drama.
Yeah.
And
a pash.
We had to do a scene where we had to kiss each other. Look at you.
Was it an actual official play?
Yes. What, you
in
think I was making it up?
Well, I'm just saying, it was for drama.
Well, for those that don't know, before I went into the whole reality TV, I was doing some acting. Have a look at the great acting on the commercial for Advanced Hair. Yeah, great acting there. We had to do a scene where I had to kiss another guy, and absolutely we had to give it a go, but there was no tongue.
Why didn't you do the tongue?
Because we didn't have to. It was a stage kiss. And so stage kisses don't have tongue.
Was it an actual performance or was it just a practice to see what it was like?
It was an actual performance.
So in front of a crowd.
Because you think.
What?
And she has asked me this before and there's nothing wrong with it at all. You've asked me a few times if you think that I'm gay.
Well, I've...
You have. You asked
I've
when I...
I've said bisexual as well.
Yeah, you have. Mm. When we first introduced to each other... She goes, you're very sensitive. You're a little bit different to what the bloke I envisaged. And I said, well, I consider that to be a strength, but no, I'm not.
I know that you're a Cancerian.
Yeah.
But you're very, and you're very comfortable in your own shoes. So that's a great thing.
Well, it's even now. Like, you know, when people around the office having a go, have you picked up or have you done this? I don't really need to at this stage. You know, that's that blokey thing in Australia where people always go, what are you doing? Have you picked up?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm comfortable right now just being me.
I get it and I know you're comfortable, but maybe are you bisexual? Because sometimes I think...
I like where this is going.
You're all about the soul and the personality itself, you know,
yeah,
rather than a gender.
Well, you've got it when you're open enough, you've got to allow your mind to go to that place. Mm. And I've allowed it to go to that place because I think that's a part of being curious in this world.
Mm.
Because I don't think, you know, the stigma attached, if you think about those visuals, if you're not gay, some people can think that's wrong.
Yeah.
Whereas I allowed my mind to go there to see if I was, because we have to.
Yeah.
Because you might have those feelings. But when I did that, I didn't feel anything. I've always been attracted to women. And so even though I allowed my mind to go to that place, I didn't feel anything from my heart or my soul.
Wow.
So that's when I knew that I wasn't gay.
Truth box.
There's truth box.
Well, the truth, what was that? That was like a truth well. It was very deep.
Yeah.
Deep in the well of the truth box.
And you told me not to be deep. First thing on a Monday.
Yeah.
Welcome to school holidays. It's Joel and Tools. That was Truth Box. Hit 105.5. Not bad. But next week, I'm going to get you.
Oh, no.
Yes, I am. We didn't realise this, but we've had Leah from the Hit Squad come into the studio this morning, Tools.
No, can I just say, Leah's bursts in going, hey, Jules, look what I got. And show me her hand. And on her finger, the one next to the pinky, what you put an engagement ring, but it was on the other hand. But I don't know my left and right, so I'm thinking she's got engaged the way she's flashing it
around.
Are you
engaged?
Oh, no, not quite yet.
Where she goes, oh, no, Jules, wrong hand. I was like, well, what were you trying to achieve just then?
It was that sense of, for a moment there, I was like, yes,
but
I do.
You're rocking some bling, and you've told us that it is a special ring. What is it?
It has been told to me that it is a promise ring, which isn't a term I necessarily like, but I do really like the ring, so.
Describe what a promise ring is.
How did he
In my opinion,
that?
A promise ring is something that 16-year-olds give to each other before they make that big step.
Well, it comes from Christianity, like it a does. Promise ring of not, you
yeah,
know,
you
where
should
you,
know this.
Where you're not having
well,
sexual relationships.
When it was given to me,
have
by
you had
my,
sex?
I can't let this get back to my parents.
Okay. But you're not in a traditional no sex before marriage relationship.
No.
Okay.
It's for when it was given to me, it was that he promises to love me and be true
said?
To me and all of those lovely things,
right.
But
why do we
he
have to
can't
get...
afford the huge rock that I demand for my
well,
engagement.
This was pretty much...
Well, okay.
So does that mean if he could, he would be proposing but right now, but he's not, so he's giving you a promise ring?
I guess it's like, you know, one of those sorts of things. I
How
just
do
really
you
like
feel about it? Do you
just
like
really
it?
I like the bling.
It is
it's nice.
Well, as
beautiful.
Long as you
it's
like
nice.
It,
yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah. And I don't normally go for gold, but there's a bit of gold on there. And I was like, oh.
What are we looking for on 13, 12, 16 this morning?
Yeah, who's rocking a promise ring? Who's wearing one?
Do you love it? Has it improved your relationship?
What was the reasoning behind it?
Yeah. Why did you get a promise ring?
Yeah. Is it a thing?
Do they still exist?
Maybe it's coming back.
it just reminds me of the Jonas Brothers. You
oh,
know how they
thought.
Said that they weren't doing anything with anyone, Miley Cyrus days, and they were all about those promise
in
rings.
In the meantime, they're with everybody else in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying that you're perfect. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I can't now. I've got the ring on.
Look, yeah,
no,
we
blocked.
Get it.
It is lovely. And so that's maybe, is that a thing? Is the promise ring a thing? And because how old are you and how long have you been together?
So we've been together over a year and I'm, ooh,
you're
25.
In your 20s.
25.
Yeah. Mid-20s.
Yeah, think about that.
Okay. We have Bo Ryan joining us now. Hey, Bo, how you going?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Very well. Great to have you on the show, mate, and it has kicked off already. That's when you know the year is just going so fast.
That's right. We had a big show last week and a bit of a blur, actually, the first couple of weeks, getting everything filmed and now back into the groove sort of thing. And another big show tonight after the footy. It's just great having footy back.
Yeah, that's right. And I can imagine it'll be particularly blurry for you at the moment. You've got a second bub on the way. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm just actually in the backyard now with my daughter, Remy, who's four. We just got two chooks. And I went down the road to get a coffee. And my last instructions were, don't let the chooks out. I don't know if you guys have chased chickens before.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Try to get them back inside a pen, so that's what I'll be doing for most of the day. So if anyone's around Cronulla, come down and give me a hand.
Can I tell you how to hypnotise them, and they're quite mellow after that, and they seem to befriend you a lot? This happened to me in primary school on my friend's farm. If you gently put their head down and walk your fingers in front of their eyes slowly, they'll be hypnotised. Yeah.
That's what my wife does to me. I'm going to try and pass it on. Yeah, I'm going to try and get her. She's good at that. I'll get her to do it out the back here.
Okay, so Bo, you do a segment, Bo Knows. And I got a question for you. Do you know my co-host Joel Scalzi? He was in 2007 Big Brother.
Here we go.
Yes.
You do?
Yep.
You guys have met before, I think.
Yep, I remember. I think it was in 2010. From memory.
Yep. And what was where were you guys?
Here we go.
We were in...
We're live on radio too.
Yeah, I know. I think we bumped a big banana.
No, he wasn't here. He's only fresh to the Coffs Coast. I think you gave him some advice. He was about to go away to Ibiza.
That's right. That was in Dub Vegas. I was going to Ibiza, and that was late last year, and you told me to have a big bum bag so that I could carry a lot of things, the dollar bills and everything else you need in the party town of Ibiza.
That wasn't me.
Yes, it was.
Bo, it's been really nice watching what you've been up to. Something that obviously touched a lot of people, and in your position, I can imagine would be so rewarding, is the fact that you can really meet fans that well and truly need you, including Kia, the sick cancer patient. That it was amazing to watch what social media did for you then. Her friend put out that she would love to meet you or Greg Inglis, and within 2 hours, you were in the hospital with her.
Yeah, it was. I sort of only reflected on it the other day, to be honest. I was down the coast with family, and one of the pros of social media is, you know, everyone can contact everyone, and I was down the coast with the girls, and my phone was running hot, and I got a plane going over the top of me here. I don't really know what's going on.
That's Cronulla.
I don't know what's happening here. Wrong path. My phone was running off from friends, and that mate said, have you seen Facebook? And I don't really look at the notifications and all that stuff, because sometimes they, you know, they're running hot after a show or game or whatever. But yeah, I saw the Mahalia Murphy, who plays seven for Australia, and luckily my sister knew someone in the team, so I got her to call to make sure, you know, it was legit, and spoke to her, and you all know the rest. She said, come up, and she's got a few hours to live, and it was quite, actually really overwhelming and humbling to walk in and see her and her family there and spend a couple of hours with her. I guess, you know, people say, oh, that was good. I didn't really think about it.
No.
I think anyone in the same position would do the exact same thing. And just to be in a position to make her smile, and, you know, speaking to the doctors when they said, you know, she wasn't going to see midnight and she got an extra 4 days with the family was really, really touching. But yeah, I don't think anything can prepare you to walk into the room and saw what happened. And I'll always remember Kay, and I still think about her quite a bit.
Is that so bizarre, not knowing someone personally and having people contact you for that? And obviously, in the last days of her life, you being one of those people that she did want around her.
Yeah, I guess I started thinking about my family and my daughter, and, you know, if she was in that position, I think that's the hardest part. And I was talking to Kia's dad, and, you know, he loves her so much, and obviously he's got a big family, and he just said it was his little girl, and that sort of hit me, and it was, you know, sort of hit me after that, the end of last year. But, yeah, to be in a position, you know, there's so much written about players and people, you know, on social media and the media to sell magazines and papers and news, which I understand they got a job, but, mate, this happens all the time, you know. I brought Jack Bird in with me the following day, Wendell Saylor come in. Players are doing this on a regular basis, and they don't get any airtime. It's not that they don't do it for the airtime, but I just love for the public, you know, they make up these, you've got these preconceived ideas, and they think of people, you know, in a certain way from how they play or how they see people on TV or on the footy show. But, you know, I'd love for the media to print some of the stories and some of the news that's, you know, actual facts that's really happening.
And that's why we can highlight it now, mate. So well done on behalf of everybody here at the Coffs Coast. But we can't let you go without talking about league, because I'm a massive Aussie rules fan. The best sport in Australia, mate. It's not aerial pink. Yeah, mate, I'm serious.
What do you mean? What's wrong with you?
Nothing, mate.
He's from Adelaide.
Nothing is wrong with me, but...
Adelaide.
Yeah.
Well, educate me then. What's going on? Everyone's talking about Jarryd Hayne being bad for the Titans. Is he bad?
No, mate, Jarryd Hayne, I actually saw him on Monday. He's filming up there. But this is another thing. The media are trying to...
Yeah.
You know, the tall poppy syndrome. He come down, he was the hottest commodity.
I know it. Tall poppy syndrome, big brother, please.
Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying. Look what happened to Shannon Noll. Well, I went and had lunch with him, and, mate, put it this way, I'd hate to be playing against Jarryd Hayne this weekend.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
He's a champion, and, they're just smashing him, and... You know, he doesn't really get, you know, I'm lucky I get a platform to speak on the show and people get to see your true colour, so people can make up, you know, preconceived ideas on anyone. But, yeah, they're bashing him at the moment. He's a wonderful guy. I think he's great for the club. Like, whether people, you know, say he's not popular or not, or people don't like him, mate, I'll go there and there's 10,000 kids with another one, Jarryd Hayne, on their back.
So, of course. Well,
he sells tickets, and he's in my opinion, he's still the hottest player in the league, so...
So,
it'll wear off. It's like anything. They'll get over this in a couple of weeks and start bashing someone else. Yeah. So it's not me.
But why did Jarryd dog para?
I don't think he, to
clear it up, I think he was still, obviously, with para, then he went overseas. I don't know why, but Parramatta management didn't have in his contract, if he goes, like, we'll let you go play NFL, that's sure. Like, he's the best player in the world, right? Like, okay, you can go. They didn't have in the contract that he has to play for Parra when he comes home.
No, but he said he would.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Obviously, they come back and the salary cap dramas. I think what he was on, I think they offered something like half and said, oh, yeah, just come back. And they tried to use just his word as...
He's not going to dog
so
the boys.
Money,
there is no
money
way...
over loyalty.
We've got to go.
Thanks
we've got to
so
let
much,
you go.
Though.
No worries. I'll see you in Ibiza, bro.
Yeah. I'm going to get that fun bag out. Thanks, buddy.